You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
My name is Ruben Nielsen. I play guitar and sing in a band called Unknown Mortal Orchestra. If you have like different relationships, say if you have a bunch of people that you fall in love with in your life, and then you start to wonder whether you're continuously in love with the same part of different people, that's to me is what multi-love is about.
Multi-Love is the title track from the 2015 album by Unknown Mortal Orchestra. In this episode, Ruben Nielsen tells the story of how he made the song with help from his brother Cody Nielsen and how it was influenced by Romeo and Juliet, Questlove, and a broken synthesizer. I'll be your vodka dinner.
That song, my brother had a lot to do with because he was playing this chord progression. I just started singing over what he was doing, just kind of ad-libbing. I have this Baldwin piano in the basement, and so he just played that, and I just walked around in circles ad-libbing for like 2 or 3 hours. You know, just put a mic up, and I just recorded what I was ad-libbing, and then we sifted through it later, and then we went and we did it again, and then we sifted through again. Because I found that the longer he played the chord progression over and over again, the more I would sing the same thing, the strongest melody would stick. So it wasn't like I was ad-libbing different stuff every time. It was like I was slowly finding the real melody. I believe that there's one true melody that you're mining for, and it's a process of eliminating all the things that aren't that true melody. But I never used this technique to get there before, so it was really interesting. We recorded all the instrumental stuff and just a guide vocal with no lyrics. It's weird because I kind of felt like it had some connection to gospel for some reason. Not musically or anything like that. It was just kind of like a vibe or something. Like, do you remember that movie Romeo and Juliet? There's this kind of gospel thing with it. It has like a choir going, "Everybody's free." You know? It reminded me of that, and I hadn't seen that movie since it came out, so I was kind of trying to take the song all the way home with that feeling intact. Because that's the thing, is I didn't go back to that song. I wanted to have my feeling of what I thought that song was, rather than get caught up in the specifics. It was Cody on this, playing drums on this, and the main reason I wanted to work with Cody on this album was for his drumming. I saw an interview with Questlove, and he was talking about how that was this drum fill that he liked playing when he was a kid, and his dad didn't want him playing that stuff.
I was obsessed with this particular fill. This fill. My father just wanted his music dry and in the pocket. If I ever did a fill like that, I just ran the risk of him turning around and giving me that look.
So I just thought it would be funny to have that fill on the record somewhere. We build a drum track and then I play bass on it. Playing bass is a big part. I kind of need the bass line to be perfect. It's like, because the bass line is one note at a time, because it's a melody, I'll just keep doing it until it's right. I just knew that the song was going to be called Multi Love. That's all I had. Because I had come up with that, wrote that phrase down in a notebook. And as soon as I wrote it down, I have this like notebook where it's kind of like I circled it. I had written album title ? after it. And so I kind of had that phrase in my head for some reason. And when we were working on the song, I thought like, oh, this is going to be the first track on the album. And so that's what really all I had. And I sat on that for a long time because I didn't want to rush the lyrics.
Checked into my heart and trashed it like a hotel room.
I wrote that down in my notebook and I thought that it was cheesy, but the cheesiness is made up for by just being kind of dramatic and catchy. Does that make sense? I thought like, oh, this is, no, I like it. It's just, it is over the top. But it's a kind of a pretty dramatic song, so. I don't know why this happens, but I get really into this stuff, you know. And if I have a phrase that I think is important enough to be the name of the next album, then it starts to take over my whole life. But what Multi-Love is supposed to be about is like some kind of modern version of like love with a capital L from the 60s. You know, things like gender or sexual orientation or race or all those things start to kind of, they're not like part of the transcendent value of love. We should evolve past that. That's, to me, is what Multi-Love is about. If we were to evolve beyond the specifics of the organisms that we inhabit, then we would still probably need love. Love would still be a useful concept. I was not really a synth guy, but I started buying broken synths that people were selling for really cheap on Craigslist and stuff like that. And then I had a screwdriver, so I just started unscrewing everything and looking inside it and trying to figure out what's going on. And I mean, everybody that knows what they're doing didn't know what they were doing at the beginning, I figure. So I just started like trying to fix them, and that's what I did. So, and then I had a synth, and that sounded really cool. So I started playing it on stuff. It wasn't really a guitar-driven track. It was pianoing. I didn't want to get in the way of the piano and the synths and stuff. I tried some different sounds because I didn't want it to sound too much like a guitar. I put down sitar. It's not a real sitar. It's called a electric sitar, but it has the same fingerings as a guitar. So a lot of the times when you hear a sitar on old 60s records, that's what it is. It feels funny because I feel a little bit pretentious, like talking about how into my music I like, yeah, when I actually have to explode it and I'm talking about it, it feels like, yeah, but you know, it's just a jam. Like, I just want people to listen to it and when they're like making their coffee in the morning and have it improve their day a little bit. That's really what it's for. It's just that I get really into it.
And now, here's Multi-Love by Unknown Mortal Orchestra in its entirety.
Multi-love, all of the other stuff.
want to be a man or a woman. She wants to be your love. Won't he love got me on my knees? We were one, then become three. Mama, what have you done to me? I'm half crazy. Won't he love got me on my knees? We were one, then become three. Mama, what have you done to me? I'm half crazy.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Lovingly dubbed The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters would spur each other on to tap into something bigger, realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast, Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Lovingly dubbed The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters would spur each other on to tap into something bigger, realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Lovingly dubbed The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters would spur each other on to tap into something bigger, realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. You can find all the past and future episodes of Song Exploder at songexploder.net or on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. Next time on Song Exploder, health. Find the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Song Exploder. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary, story-driven shows. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening. And though we know how far we've come.
Radiotopia.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest. And then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.